Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
All right, there's a bride-to-be that made viral news the other day. She's out of Australia. She was 6 weeks before her wedding, and she was trying not to get the wedding ruined by COVID. So she tried to get COVID herself. She put up a video on social media saying, catch COVID, not feelings. She was 6 weeks prior, and she was embracing multiple men and women at a club, swapping drinks with them at the club, and an attempt to catch the virus, which she seemed to believe that would prevent her from ruining her wedding 6 weeks later.
This is kind of like those chicken pox parties, you know, just everybody get it all together, let's get done over with, that way we can just live a normal life. Yeah, that's
thing. That's a real thing?
Chicken pox party, yeah.
For little kids.
Yep, definitely. Yeah. Everybody just get it so it's done and over with.
I've never heard of that.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Everybody, I mean, I don't know if they still do it.
Everybody come to a same location and then with somebody who got chicken pox?
Yes.
So they can get chicken
pox? All the kids will hang out together so everybody is infected and gets it.
That sounds stupid.
It sounds stupid, but that's what they used to do. That actually happened.
Similar logic to what she's trying to do here. She's trying to get it so she can get the antibodies. And now her logic, I'm assuming, is because with the Omicron and the symptoms aren't as severe. It's like essentially like for a lot of people, it's like a cold.
Mm-hmm.
This says the video was posted right before they announced, I guess, on January 12th that it would be closing all the indoor dance floors or whatever because of that uptick of the Omicron. So people started like to comment under there, and nurses were like, sucks to be healthcare workers after watching this if people out there getting it on the real.
On purpose.
On purpose. But I know there's somebody on our staff who had it like a couple weeks, like over the holiday, I should say. So maybe a month ago or whatever. Mm-hmm. And their brother hit them and said, hey, you got it? And he's like, yeah. He's like, I'll be right over there. And came over and grabbed their drink and started drinking out of it and blah, blah, so they could get.
That's gross.
Because in this same fashion, they wanted to get it done over the holidays so when they got back to the work schedule, they would be fine.
It's not wise. Did it happen?
He didn't tell me that part. Huh. I was like, but he was like, yeah, he did it. I was like, I was shocked that he did that. But this morning's report basically said that there was five, it had like five reasons, but I mean, I'm pretty sure there's more.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess medical professionals say that there's five reasons that you shouldn't deliberately try and get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it says to, quote, get over it. So apparently is everybody saying the same thing.
Yeah.
But it says, one, it's not a bad cold. It's actually people talking about it saying it's a bad cold. It's not. It's a life-threatening disease unless you know everything that is going on with your body, which many people do.
Yes.
But lot of people have underlying things that they aren't aware of.
They won't even go to the doctor.
Well, I mean, yeah, like some people don't know they have hypertension, mm-hmm. blah, 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 whatever. So, you know, the fact that this is a virus that does affect your body isn't just it's a roll of the dice.
It affects people differently.
Right. So that's number one. Number two is that you could get long COVID, which you could have those things that end up residual, like people losing their sense of smell and taste still with the Omicron. And they're like, it's unpleasant because those things, you don't know when they will go. They could ghost and be on forever. It says you're spreading disease to children because it's risky behavior. You might expose Omicron to people who aren't vaccinated because they haven't fit the spectrum yet.
Yeah.
It also says you end up stressing the healthcare system.
Well, that's true.
Because extra folks are involved. And then it just says at the bottom, don't mess with Mother Nature. So, I had never heard of the parties, so maybe this isn't as strange as it sounds.
The chick trying to get it before her wedding?
Right. I mean, maybe it isn't as strange, but I mean, with them saying that, they're like, yeah, I don't think it's that wild.
You know what? Like, I got sick over the holidays as well, like the person you were referencing. I don't know if it was COVID or what it was, but I remember thinking, like, this is very convenient. For me,
I'm on vacation. Right.
You know, I was down for about 3 days,
mm-hmm.
and I was just thinking, like, if it was just a regular work week, I'd be, you know, calling out, and then, you know, you'd be out for a couple more days after that.
Yeah.
So
you didn't get it intentionally.
Get it intentionally, but conveniently.
Did your girl get it too?
She started feeling bad.
Okay.
But she was over it in like a day or two.
And you said other family members got it too.
Her mom got sick. I stayed away from my parents.
Mm-hmm.
I like, I didn't even go over there for Christmas because
you were sick.
Yeah.
Well, that's smart.
Yeah. But I kind of see her logic, the bride.
Get it done.
Especially now where, like, the health officials have said it's inevitable. Everybody's going to get it. Yeah. She's like, well, let me get it
now. Yeah, but you can get it again. I mean, you can get colds again.
Yeah.
I mean,
right. But if you have the antibodies, you're not going to immediately get it again. That's her logic, and it's true, right? You're not going to get it back.
You can get a cold again. It may not be severe.
I can tell you right now, unequivocally, I have no idea to that answer. Because back when I had it, I had the OG.
Yeah.
That was the original, mm-hmm. and everybody had different. It was all kind of different information back then.
Of course. So, it was brand new.
It was like, yo, if you get it, you're absolved for like maybe 6 up to 8 months. You remember that? It was like, yo, you couldn't get it. Now they're like, yo, you get this thing like Lay's potato chips. Yeah. You can't just get one. You get different. It all over again. Uh-huh. So I don't really know if you're absolved. I mean, I don't even know if the antibodies that they get
from the plasma
or whatever.
Yeah.
Not the plasma.
I don't know.
I forgot what it's been so long since I took
donated.
It. The whatever they took out of your blood,
mm-hmm.
you know,
okay.
the coal something.
Something.
I forgot what it was called.
See, there's so much stuff
there's
going
so
on.
So much information about this
I
in
know.
My head.
Crazy.
But they used to take out the whatever it is out of your blood. And then after I got vaccinated, they were like, yo, like you can't donate.
You're tainted
it now. You taint. I'm touched.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't know. So anybody out there who's trying to get it, the professionals say don't do it. But this bride says, hey, I'm going to have me a happy wedding day because I got it knocked out.
I mean, I wouldn't do that. That doesn't sound very smart. I don't want to be sick in general.
I kind of get her logic. She's on that. I'm going to get it at some point anyway. Don't let this ruin my big day.
My kids are home for the next couple of days because of their school.
Your kids are home?
Everybody in there is like.
The whole school or just the class?
Oh, everybody.
Yeah.
There's teachers, administrators.
An outbreak,
There's a bunch of folks that are like not feeling well. So they just all have pulled themselves out of the situation.
Okay.
And yesterday my daughter had the sniffles.
Mm.
And they were like, all right, you got to go home.
The sniffles?
And yeah. You can't have that. You can't have it. Her mom picked her up yesterday. And then because I think there were like 2 classes with that grade, and then both classes were in 1 class because 1 teacher had to leave.
Okay.
They were feeling sick too.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were like, yeah, y'all might just want to, you know, we telling everybody who had to go home, just stay out till Tuesday.
Yeah, they're
so
saying.
So they're going to do homeschooling for the next couple of days. Like
that
today
makes sense.
And tomorrow.
They're saying Florida's going to burn through it in the next 2 weeks, and then hopefully Florida will kind of be over the little variant.
Crazy part is they say that the whatever, I don't like using vaccination because it's not, vaccines like eradicate stuff. This is more like a shot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they're saying there's an Omicron shot that's coming in March. And I'm like, but everybody's saying it's going to be burnt through
by then.
It's
going to be
gone, way gone. We're going to be on to the next one.
We're going to be on to like, you know. It's
essentially the same reason the flu shot isn't that effective. Because they have a hard time keeping up with what the next strain is going to be.
Right.
Yeah, so what they going to do with all of these ones that's in the warehouse that like Omarion?
Oh,
like,
we already paid for them. They ain't worried about that. The Pfizer said, no, it's cool.
It's cool, don't worry about it.
You're cool. It's cool. All right.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.